Listening Library presents Who Was Milton Hershey? By James Buckley Jr. Read for you by Vikas Adam. Who was Milton Hershey? An American candy store in 1900 looked very different than it does today. Candy was a special treat sold almost exclusively in candy stores. Customers didn't touch the merchandise, and it certainly wasn't available in wrappers and bars. It was not displayed on open racks, but held in glass jars behind a counter. Shop clerks put candy into bags, one small piece at a time. The many varieties of candy included butterscotch, toffee, caramel, molasses candy, taffy, and hard candy made from boiled sugar in dozens of flavors and colors. Even though there was plenty to choose from, Milton Hershey knew the one thing that was missing. Chocolate. He was a successful caramel maker from Pennsylvania. And, although very few Americans had ever even tried it, he had tasted creamy milk chocolate in Europe. He thought it was much better than any other candy, including his own caramels. Hershey put all his energy and time into bringing milk chocolate to America. After many years of experimenting, he succeeded beyond his wildest dreams. The Hershey chocolate bar changed the way Americans bought and enjoyed candy. It was affordable, portable, and individually wrapped. The bar was sold in drugstores and grocery stores and, best of all, made chocolate available to everyone. Milton Hershey's success helped him realize other dreams too. Creating towns, improving manufacturing methods, helping children, and leaving a rich chocolate legacy millions still enjoy today. Chapter 1. Time to get to work. If you love chocolate, then you should celebrate every September 13th. On that day in 1857, Milton Snavely Hershey was born in a house in Hockersville, Pennsylvania. It was a town in the lovely Lebanon Valley. Milton would later become world famous for making chocolate, but he spent almost all his life not far from the house in which he was born. Milton's parents were Henry and Fanny Hershey. Henry was a dreamer. He loved reading and trying new things. Henry was always looking for the next big idea, even if he didn't know what it was. By 1860, Henry's farm had failed. Henry moved his small family to Titusville, Pennsylvania. Oil had been discovered there, and he wanted to make his fortune by pumping oil. Henry also tried selling supplies to the prospectors pouring into the area. Neither idea worked. Within a year and a half, Fanny's family had to pay to bring the Hershey family back home. They tried farming again. Milton loved it, feeding the chickens and picking berries. To help out, he sometimes sold the berries to their neighbors. His family didn't have much money, so every bit helped. Milton was always careful with whatever money he got. In 1863, a Civil War battle was fought at nearby Gettysburg. Milton took his coins and buried them in a can in the garden for safekeeping. Then later, he couldn't find the can. Along with his new baby sister, Serena, Milton and his parents moved again later in 1863. Fanny's family helped the Hersheys buy a farm called Nine Points. In this new place, Milton was sent to yet another new school. He was not a good student and didn't like school that much. He had already been in several by the time he was nine. At Nine Points, Henry Hershey tried farming again and failed again. Though Fanny sold eggs and Milton helped out, life was hard for the Hersheys. In 1867, Serena, Milton's sister, became very ill. She was just shy of her fifth birthday when she died of scarlet fever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?